goes far away.
Yes.
So
everything becomes immersed in that. So Biswanathacharya Thakur tells Parthiva.
He cannot stop himself?
Maharaj.
Not checked himself.
Somebody told me that he has written so many books and the Vaishnava Samaj had decided that not all these books were for everybody. So they took some of these books and they made Granta Samadhi. Is this true?
No. This is quite
wrong.
The books which became old,
they put in Granta.
Of Goswami, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu, Ujjal Nilmani and all others, they became
old
and
spoiled.
He rewrite, rewrote.
Oh, Vishwanathacharya
rewrote. And he ordered all the Vaishnavas of that time to rewrite. And they, when all were completed,
they put all ones in Samadhi.
Mm. But because anyone could not read, were torn and all in condition.
Oh, the old so ones were put in Samadhi.
Granta Samadhi dekhechilam Sanatan Goswami okhane.
If our Guru Devi is in so, we can give Samadhi?
Yeah. Oh, it's
impressive,
no. Of course not.
Atranda chachulam.
Shall. At the same time, he came in a very ordinary
dress.
And he done parikrama of Mahaprabhu and bowed down and he sat and very slowly and gently he began to suck the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And telling this sloka in very sweet way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once became alert. He thought that how sweet nectar is coming in my ears. From where it is coming? He did not understand. And he did not did any effort to know that from where it is coming. It is coming and coming. And he became out of it. And he was hearing patiently, no breath, no kampan,
trembling,
anything. As it is, he is a roller, wooden, anything, steel. Very patiently he was hearing. When he came to Tavakathamrutam, Tapta Jeevanam, Kabhiriditam, Kalmasapaham, Samana Mangalam, Srimadatatam, Vigridantite, Bhuri Dajana. At once, he jumped up, meaning not so, but, oh, who is he? And his pair ears were so much nectar, who could not expect so much and very fine, qualified nectar was coming. So who are you? And giving this nectar. Then he did his mercy, felt his mercy to Prataparudra. It seems that this sloka is so beautiful than any one of that chapter. But really it is not so. What is Lok Tatte Sujata Charanam Varum Hamistuneshu? And Prajabhanau Kasam Vyakti Rangate Vijinahan Stalam Vishwamangalam Pajamana Kacha Naptat Svihatmanam Sadanahi Durujan
Janmasudanam.
This is Lord. And Rahasi Sambidu Hrishayodayam Prahasitananam Prema Vikshanam Viharanam Chate Dhyanamangalam Brihadura Asriyo Vikshadhamate Muhurati Spriha. This is slokas 100 and 100 times more and more sweeter. Not only one source. In that slok only the praise of Krishna pastimes is given. Tava katha amritam it is but what these harikatha are, these are harikatha actually. Rasa Samvidam, we have explained. What are they? One of?
Intimate conversations we had with you.
What intimate conversation?
Just the eyes, glances.
Give a little. No? Krishna is telling, what should I give? Oh, you are certainly a very good doctor in the whole world. You are Bhishaka Ratna. You know this more than us. You can have your hands here, fingers, and you can know what is our disease and what should be that medicine. Krishna takes his hand, fingers, and as soon as he touched, what happened? Like so, Rahasi Samvidam, so many dialogues. Oh, why you have come here? You have called? No, I have not called you. Why you came? You have called? Never it be? You have played on floor? Yes, I played on. In that you called us? No, I have not called you. Oh, you have called our names, and that is why? By that you have taken our whole heart. These are my precious, valuable
wealth.
And you have what? Chori kar liya?
Stolen
it. And you have run away. So we are running to catch hold of you. Please return us. Krishna, I have nothing. No, you have. If he will not give, you will not return. Then so many discourses. So these are samlab.
Rahasya
samvidam. Rahasya samvidam. We are seeing your heart. How you are seeing? What is there? Palpitating. Your heart is. Why? Because to have us, association for us, these are all things. Five things, or five arrows. So, I think that the class of the last slokes, Surata Vardhanam, Surat Naya, what is that?
Yathe Suja.
Rahasi.
Naya.
Phalita Venu Na Sustutam Nidam.
What? What that is like?
Surata Vardhanam Soka Nasanam Phalita Venu Na Sustutam Nidam.
Itar Rav Vishnu.
Samaranam Nina Vitar Vijana Yadharam.
Also that is like? Chalasi Jada Vrajat, Chara Yana Prasad. These are especially the modes of gopis and also the pastimes of Krishna. So I think the grade of these slokas afterwards, after
Tavakathamrita,
is most up. A slok before Tabakathamritam or ordinary type. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes so sensitive and become what?
Excitement, uttajit.
Overwhelmed.
Everything he remembers. And arsasattvik bhav, vyabhichari, vibhav, anubhav, everything came in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a jwalit. Jwalit means in light. So I think, I just find from my very little heart that actually these last 10 strokes are so much valuable. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard these strokes, Rasa Samvidam and Surata Vardhanam and Yatte Sujata Charanam Varuva, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu So these are very valuable things. But we are not, our heart are not valuable. We are not in that great to remember these slokas and to explain. If in hundred and hundreds births we will be qualified by the grace of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami and his
associates,
then we can understand all these things in a right manner. Other wrong. Here we'll have we want to read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Vishnu Tosni we have told. Again a slok one time. Yatte sujata charanam varuham stanesu भीतासनै प्रियद्यधीमहि कर्कशेषु तेनाटमटसि तदव्यथतेन किंसे कुरुपादिभिर्भ्रमति धीर्भवदादृशम् ओ रसिका रसिका मिस्
Dear one, dearly beloved.
Dear beloved. No, Rasika. Rasika is Rasika. Oh, Rasika. What you have begged? Two things they have begged. One thing. Medicine for their heart. You want that? You should serve my lotus feet. No? Keeping both lotus feet on your breasts. So it is not possible. These feet are walking in Vrindavan. In cow grazing, and they are fully satisfied, and they have no time to come. So, I will not keep my these feet there. I have no time at all. Then, gopis began to weep and chant this slok, this. This came as a sorrow in their heart, and they began to weep and tell life so. You know that in India, women weep telling everything in their songs. We cannot distinguish between whether they are singing or weeping. No? In foreign countries also like so, No? No, you can tell.
She can explain.
She can only silently up to here. No sound. But India, a woman will be expressing their ideas in very sweet padya. Padya means
harsh.
Huh?
Harsh.
Harsh.
Harsh, harsh. D-E-R-S-E.
As it has been told in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that when Gop Kumar went in Vrindavan, he heard something, very good song, and he followed that song. And he came, when he came nearer, he could not decide whether this song is weeping or in very pleasant mood. He could not. When he went in the kunj, he saw that his guru is chanting and weeping, from here something coming, here also, and he is senseless and singing, so sweet, but he was weeping. So gopis are weeping here in very sweet songs, but they are weeping with tears in their eyes. Yatte sujata charanam rupam stesu. Oh? You be very carefully, keep your Lord's feet gently, very
gently,
carefully to our heart. Why in heart? Because this is the best part in our heart, whole body. If anyone had anything, very good thing, he wants that it should be kept in his heart. That told two times, and so many times that I told you tomorrow, yesterday, that the Krishna is that pran of pran.
Life of life.
Asava?
Dhritasava.
Dhritasava. In first sloka of this, Dhrita. And in last sloka also, in this sloka also.
Bhavada
yusayu. You are our life. So, there is no question of feet and mouth and hands and head of life. Life is life, so you are your life, you are my life. Your feet are also my life. Your everything is my life. So we want to keep our life in our heart and want to suck very gently, smoothly this thing. And you are running here and there in Vrindavan, in so much karakas Vrindavan. Karakas means a very rough Vrindavan, where chief stones and other what?
Pebbles.
Pebbles. Pebbles and thorns are there, and you are going here and here. Jiva Goswami has told that there is no fear for these stones and thorns in Vrindavan. Because Vrindadevi has arranged everything that there is no thorns and no these pebbles and etc. Nothing wrong, anything wrong. He has decorated Vrindavan because Sri is there. No? In first sloka, kya sloka?
Jayati Vedikam Janmana Braya
Srayati Indira. So, where is Lakshmi? No need of all these things. It is not a marubhumi or hilly place. Very in Vrindavan, very gentle. So, but It is the swabhav,
nature.
It is the nature of any premi, that he always thinks opposite to this for their beloved. So they are telling so. Hi, hi, alas. You are so much extraordinary dear sahasi.
Bold.
What is? Bold. What he has done? Extraordinary?
Daring.
If Krishna tells that, why you are fearing? If I walk in Vrindavan, no? Why you fear? Karkasesu. Karkasesu means there are not only one gopi. There are thousands and lakhs of gopis. They are telling that your lotus feet is so soft, more soft than any lotus. And we humlon ko anubhuti hai, we have a realization of this. How soft is your lotus feet. We keep in our hand and take it in our very soft breast. But when we do comparison, we think and we realize that this your lotus feet is less and less times more gentle, sweet and soft than our this. In comparison to our heart. Our heart is not carcass as cables and all things, we know. But yet, in comparison to your lotus feet, we see that our heart is not so much soft and qualified. So we keep it very gently and very carefully, so that you should have no pain. Now you are roaming like this Krishna tells that if you know that in comparison your heart is so much carcass and your and my feet is so much soft and gentle, then why you try to keep it there? Oh beloved, we know that if we keep it in our breast, we'll have so much happiness. So much happiness. We know. That is why we want to keep it here. We know that we are always unhappy by doing so, but we know that you will have surely some happiness. That is why we are doing it. And when you keep it here, then we forget all the sufferings that we are thinking there. And we only hum log sukh ke samudr mein doob jaate hain.
We emerge
in the portion of happiness. Why? Because we see that you are getting some ananda there, happiness there. That is why. If you know that you are getting a little sukh by in or any behavior or in any other thing, we become so anandi and so on. Krishna is himself Atma Ram and Aptakam. No? His anandi is so much that there is no chance to vriddhi hone, increase. Because it is unlimited. But when it has the association of Radhika, yet there is no place to
increase.
But yet is. So, Krishna is beautiful, but if there is not Radhika, then he is only Madan. And if he is with Radhika, then he is Madan Mohan. Raghunath Das Goswami has told anywhere that I will not go anywhere out of Vrindavan beside Radha Kund. If the deities of Krishna are there, you are himself in the form of a deity, you are there. Where? In Badri Narayan, in Dwarkanath, in Puri, everywhere. And Vaishnava are telling so much Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. And they are very rasik also. But I will not go living Srimati Radhika here to any place. If Krishna calls that, oh dear, come on. And sat my lotus feet. If Krishna is telling, yet I will never go. Because Radhika is not there. But if I heard, will hear that Radhika is there also. In ordinary sense, she cannot go there. But if he has become mad and out of sense, and if he has gone anyhow to Dwarka, then when I will hear, I will go, I will fly away more than Garuda, whose flying rate is more than mine. I will at once fly away and go there. Here there is thing to discuss. We hear that Radhika has gone to Kurukshetra, living Vrindavan. And we also read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, and from Mathura he went to Dwarka, Krishna. But we also know that the Krishna of Kurukshetra and Dwarka were not Nanda Nandan,
Expansion
of Krishna. And Dwarkadhish came to Kurukshetra and Radhika went to Kurukshetra. It is vivid in Srimad Bhagavatam. We read it. It is vivid that she has gone to meet Krishna. And by Brihad Bhagavatamrita we also know that Krishna was not Nandanandan, Radhakant, but he was Prakash of Krishna, Devaki Nandan or Vasudevanandan. Vasudevanandan, Vasudeva. But we hear that also written in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In now Vrindavan, not Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in Lalit Madhava, that Radhika in the
form of setting
separation mood, when Krishna went to Dwarka and Mathura, Srimati Radhika went to in Khelanban, and she drowned in Jamuna, and by the rays of sun she went to Suryalok. No? That is there given. But what became after that? The author is silent, but he has told that from there she went to New Vrindavan. No? And there he met to unki badi rani? Rani Rani. Rukmini. No, anyhow. Rukmini saw that, oh, so beautiful, wonderful, beautiful this young girl is. If Krishna will see her, he will not love me so much. He will be attracted to her. So he wanted to escape in the sight of Krishna to this new girl who came from this sun lok. No? And this was Satyabhama. No? And he kept hidden. But anyhow Krishna saw and at once fell in the lap of that young lady. Rukmini tried so much that she should not be in the sight of Krishna. So Krishna should not see. So, in separation mood, she went to seaside to drown. And at that time, when he was about to jump in sea, seeing that it is Yamuna, Krishna with two hands caught hold Radhika. Radhika thought that there are two very
black snakes
full of poison and they are about to cut me. But here they fight, they are not cutting me. So she was thunderstruck. She could not imagine that Krishna is here. After that, when Krishna did like so and he came in senses, and he saw Krishna. He fell down in the breast of Krishna. Rukmini saw, I was doing so much try, I was trying to separate them that they should not see each other, but it became so. Now they should be married. Then he did proposal and at last they were married. Here we see that the young girl, Kishori, who came by the sun rays to New Vrindavan and who went to Kurukshetra, who are they? There are three Radhikas. No? Three Radhikas. One, the daughter of Vrishbhanu Maharaj, Kirtikar Kanya. The girl of?
Daughter of Kirtikar.
For a moment. And for Krishna it has been told that Krishna never goes a step out of living Vrindavan. For both, it has been told. Krishna never goes and Radhika never goes. So, Nandanandan is a root of all
expansions.
No? He is main root. And Srimati Radhika, the Kritika Sundari's girl, daughter, or Vishwanu daughter, is the root of all expansions. No? She never goes out of Vrindavan. She does not think that Krishna has gone anywhere. But for some time, she feels separation, like Krishna has gone to any pravas. Pravas, you know? There are so much separations. Sankshipta, Sankirna, Samvriddha, and so many. For very much time, for years and years, this is sudur pravas. No? In daytime, Krishna goes to cowherd. This is also a pravas, but it is a very little pravas. When Krishna went to Mathura, it is sudur pravas. Sankshipta pravas, Radhika and Krishna are both there. No? But man has come as a wall between them. Being there, and they cannot talk, meet and anything. So this is also separation, pravas, like pravas. So when that will be very long distance pravas of time, and when they will meet, it will be very happy and anandadaya. So here, there are three things. In Vrindavan, Krishna and Radhika lives here. But no long separation they think. They are thinking that I am in Suryakunda, Krishna is coming from Kusum Sarovar, and we should wait. They are waiting. Or Radhika has done man. So these separations are like so. But Radhika never thinks and realizes that he has gone to Mathura and Dwarka, because he is always playing with tamal trees. Telling that, oh, he is Krishna, and embracing, and talks, and she laughs, and he does decoration and shingar and all these things. So Radhika lives every time here, no going. There are two prakash. One separation mode, and other is in meeting. Biyogini or yogini?
Sanjogini.
Sanjogini and biyogini. Sanjogini means rightist. No? Rightist. Biyogini means Bama.
Kama, Bama, Vishwananda.
No? In Sanjogini and biyogini, there are two prakash. Prakash means
manifestations
of Kritika Sundari, Kritika daughters. One Sanjogini and another
Biyogini.
Sanjogini goes to Kurukshetra and it meets. And Biyogini, when Krishna is there, then Biyogini Radhika goes there to meet. And there she is Biyogini. Radhika never goes to Kurukshetra. Understand? So many persons question why Radhika goes to Kurukshetra, living Vrindavan here, if Krishna does not live Vrindavan. Why she went? But the answer is that Radhika never goes, but he is to Prakash. Prakash means?
Manifestation.
So one lives in, Biyogini lives in Vrindavan, Prakash, and he may go to New Vrindavan by the Surjalok, drowning in river Jamuna in Kelan, and she went to Surya Lok, and from there she. So
Radhika never goes.
Here, this all should be remembered in all past times. Without it, we cannot do any samanjasya.
Understanding?
Your sound has been very.
Have you caught a cold?
Very precious. Here Vishubhanu Nandini, Kritika Sundari is telling, or her Sakhi are telling, Yatte Sujati Charanam Varu Ham. Especially Chandravali may tell this. Chandravali also may tell this. Because it is something like a Dakshinya Bhav. But it is not Dakshinya Bhav totally. When we see that he is stream in leftist Bhav. So Radhika may tell also. Why you are willing to keep it here? Because we know that you become tripta. Tripta means
satisfied.
Satisfied. Keeping your feet here. And there are so many things that cannot be told here. You should know by your chanting and by your
remembering
bhakti bhav. Understand what I'm telling? You should not try to know it by anything, but by your experience. What gopis want. So we want to satisfy you, and that is why you keep it. But if you know that your heart is more carcass than my feet, then why you do so? Oh, thinking so, we want to austerity to Brahma. But Brahma is like you. Both are in same nature. Brahma wants also to give us suffering, and you also. So if we do austerities to Brahma, and we ask Brahma, we beg Brahma, so that he should make our heart so komal,
soft.
But we think that he may make it so komal, but you have no tripti,
no satisfaction.
So we don't beg this to Brahma. But when you keep it and we keep it in our heart, two things are there. Happiness, we become happy because you become happy. No? And we become sorry, because when we see that it is so much hard. But when you are satisfied something a little, that we see and become so much happy that all sorrows and everything goes away. This is a symptom of Mahabhava. In Mahabhava, There comes any time when Krishna is satisfied, but yet they realize that Krishna is not satisfied. They become so sorrowful. And this is the sign of Mahabhava. As we can take a thing, Krishna was sitting with Radhika in Prem Sarovar. Krishna and Radhika were sitting by
side by side.
And Krishna was doing so, and Radhika was doing so. They were very happy. But in the same time, Madhu Mangal came, a bee came and began to try to enter in lotus feet of Radhika. She became so frightened, and Madhu Mangal came, and by doing so with his stick,
takes away.
When he returned and told that Madhusudan, Madhusudan will not come. I have
driven him away
so much distance that he will not come again. Srimati Radhika was there and Krishna was there. She was in the laps of Krishna. But yet she began to weep and he began to faint. So sometimes in meeting also, both of them go so extreme love that they forget all these things. So they become so sorry, feeling separation. So this is one of the signs, symptom of Mahabhava. So Radhika is here, our gopis are all in Mahabhava. None was below this. Now Devi began to weep and telling that Vidhata, mani Brahma, those who had constructed our these bodies. He has written only misery in our lala, on our forehead. We did austerities to Brahma that it should be very soft, our heart should be soft. But other hand, we see that if it is soft, then we cannot satisfy Krishna. Krishna will not be satisfied. And if it is karkash, we will always feel sorry. What to do, we cannot. There is so much we do next day.
Discuss tomorrow.
Explain.
That why you want so to keep my lotus feet on your breast? They are telling that we think that it will be very pleasant to you. They also told that we know that our heart is so hard, but we cannot tell Brahma that he should make it so smooth, because we know that we will not satisfy you by that.
So we cannot ask Brahma, pray Brahma to do so. So now we are so much a duvidha.
Duality.
Duality. What to do and what not to do. That is. Brahmati dhir. Brahmati dhir mane buddhi. Sometimes goes this way, sometimes this way. It should be hard or it should be smooth. And you feel carcass in roaming in Vrindavan, whether you get some suffering or not, pain or not in you. Sometimes it seems that you feel pleasure to keep your feet there by walking. And sometimes we fear that it is very painful to you. So our buddhi, dhi, becomes induality. Duality? But we also know that that pain is, whether it is you are feeling or not, but we feel it because you are our jivan. Jivan mane life and I. So we cannot leave our, we cannot प्राण धारण नहीं कर कर सकते.
मैं केवल पालाई दे.
We cannot keep our life. We cannot keep our life. And that is our hridarog. This is our hridarog. That we cannot decide that way. How to do, what to do, because you are feeling pain in your heart. Whether you are feeling or not, but we feel it in our heart. This is, so this is hridarog. And the lotus feet, we want that keeping your lotus feet on our very dear anga,
dear but
part of body. We should serve it and do lalan palan.
Nourish
it.
Nourish what?
Your lotus feet. If you will give the us, then our heart rogue will calm, rogue will go away. And if you are not giving this, our heart will not, heart rogue will not go. But I think this is also, gopis are something hiding more. This is outwardly thing. So we are thinking that if we can have a lotus feet in our heart, at our heart, and there we can nourish it very gently, then your lotus feet will be satisfied and be happy. And if your lotus feet is happy, then our heart rogue also goes away. So you should come at once. Don't delay. In this way, Braj Gopis moved where we are reading. Humne kaha kya? Here is this Sarartha Darshan. We are telling all Vaishnava Toshi. Gopis are telling, this is not Sarartha Darshan. It was Vaishnava Toshi that I have told before. Your gopis are telling that if we pray Brahma to give, to make it so soft, then you will not have so much pleasure. And if it is so hard, then we think that your lotus feet have suffered. So we are in dilemma. Dilemma?
Forms of a dilemma.
What should we do? One thing may be tell that you give suffering in both ways, in meeting and separation both. They are told, why, how in meeting? Can you tell, remember?
Fear of separation.
Why they feel separation? Why they feel suffering in meeting? Atati jad bhavan anhikananam tuti jugayate tvam apasyatam kutila kuntalam sri mukhanchate jadav dikshatam pakshakrit drisham. When you go to Vrindavan, to Cowherd, then 1 second and part of 1 second becomes like a jug. And when we return, then we become so happy that Krishna is returning. Now you will be happy. At that time, when we see you, see for a moment, and in that moment you see, looking, Brahma has given this, nimesh,
eyelids,
and it falls and falls, and sometimes not falling for a minute, but tears comes. We cannot see. So it becomes more than that, not seeing, more unhappy. So in meeting whether or in unmeeting, separation, at both times you give us separation. So it may, yahi pat, aisa hi ho, because we are paradhina. We are not free. We are under the control of our husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, father, mother, and so many persons. We cannot meet you. So we are not quite free, but you are free quite. By you being a free, you feel suffering. Why you go to forest? And why you suffering from pebbles and all things, thorns? Your feet is not fit for forest walking. If Krishna is telling that
to do?
No.
I am quite free. What I wish I do? तुमको इससे क्या है?
क्या
हुआ? तुमको इससे क्या है? हम जो इच्छा होगी वही करेंगे. What I wish I do?
What I like I do? Why you are interfering?
Why you are nothing to do anything? Upon this, Krishna again speaks. Tad vyathate na kaṅkṣit. We have nothing to do. But can you tell that you don't feel what? Suffering in walking? We think that this surely indeed you feel this. We think that you are so much nishthur to us. Nishthur means
merciless
to us and cruel. You are also cruel and merciless to your own hunger. Not only to us, because your swabhav, nature is so, to give pain to yourself also, to other also, to everyone. We think that you are thinking, and gopis are telling, that perhaps you think that my nature is to give suffering to others, and by seeing that suffering to others, you become so happy. So, if I will give suffering to these gopis, I will have also to accept some suffering for my body. Understand this? That is why there is surely pain, but you are neglecting. Without this, you cannot give pain to others, to gopis. So you also suffer pain, because it is your nature. And that is why you neglect all these things and go to walk in forest or these are the meaning of kulpat bhramat dhir bhodajan bhramati dhir bhodajusan. Brahm means brahmat, means brahma. Brahm, you know what is brahm? Whether this is wrong or right?
Confusion.
So they are confusing by or and or and or. First they are thinking that Krishna has pain, but it is secondary to give us pain, and he is neglecting. No?
Neglecting his body to give.
He tolerates his pain as long as he can give them pain.
Pain. Because his heart is so cruel that he gets happiness to give pain to others, and that is why he has to.
He is willingly
willingly
doing his
Or second thing, to see our pain, sufferings, you get so much pleasure, splendid of pleasure, and of pleasure. And in that pleasure, you fill your that pain as a pleasure. If anyone have got a lot of money in this world, he has got this building. Anyone, Madhumangal has the Malik of this, master of this room, house, has registered a document that I have given all to Madhumangal. When Madhumangal knew, he became so happy that so very palatial building I have. And he had a key and he opened the door and entered. But in the midway, he had some injury by that. No? Door. Because he is too long, tall, so it came there. Oh, thak lag gaya. No? Then he will do. Sasaruk Maharaj, any injury? No, nothing. So he forgets that little injury in the very happiness that he has is so good thing. So Krishna, gopis are telling to Krishna that when you give us so much pain, then you become so much happiness. In happiness, your little pain. And you assume that it is also very good. Very good. Like, if Krishna is meeting to with Radhika and all companions, gopis. No? And Krishna forcibly caught hold of Manjari's hand. And he tried to
pull her
towards him. And tried to what?
Embrace.
She began to weep. Oh Swamini ji, save me. At that time, Srimati Radhika saw towards that. Oh, she is crying and said, "Miss, I mean, telling." So he ran out at once and caught hold of Krishna and did like so. And usko raksha karke hata liya,
protected
her, and she at once. And came in the back side of Srimati Radhika. Krishna again attempted to her, but Radhika did so. So Radhika has done like so, and Krishna has some pain also. But for Krishna, this pain is more than anything. Realize this. This pen turns into
pleasure.
Not so much pleasure. After so many long waiting, Srimati Radhika has today caught hold of. No? So they are telling that Krishna something, a little pain, sometimes becomes so much higher for pleasure. So you are feeling pleasure to give us pain. Understand my bhava? Or second, third,
sansargaja dosa guna bhavanti.
This is a part of a sloka. It is niti, nyaya. Like paribhasa. Paribhasa means
joke.
Paribhasa ka?
Definition.
Definition. That in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many paribhasa. Definitions. First definition is ete chansa kala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. This is definition, but definition means definite, pakka. In whole Srimad Bhagavat, only one this has been told. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Others are parts, vaibhav, avatar, ansa. But Krishna is Himself Lord. And what is param dharma? Savai punsang paro dharma. Jato bhaktir adhokhaje ahetukya abhyavahita ya bhakti purushottame jayatma samprasidati. Surely, what is bhakti? To please Krishna by all efforts of mind, soul, body, in every way, and anyabhilasa rahit jnana karma adi anabhrita. In this sloka also. Parodharma jato bhakti ahetukya. Ahetukya means anyabhilasa rahit. Aprati hata means always continue, no break, yet no gyan karma, always. So everything of that sloka, Annabhilasa, is in this sloka also. So these are the more root slokas, definition work. Here, this is niti vakya, that anything which comes in concern of anyone, the bad quality or good qualities will come into that person. Understand? It is clear?
By association.
To whom he associates these qualities and bad qualities, good qualities, whatever is in that person, it will come to that person. Here a story is narrated there. वो जंगल में जो बजाने जाते हैं
शिकारी,
अरे वो चिड़िया को बजा करके लाते हैं, बहेलिया means any person going to jungle, forest, and they anyhow caught, catch birds and parrots and all other birds. What they are called?
Hunter.
Not hunter, but like hunter. And they sell it to another. They don't hunt, but they
trapper.
Get...
Trapper.
And give it to others. One trapper, he caught two parrots, boy, baby, and he brought it to any town and he sold it to two families, different families. After some time, anyone came to the house of one parrot's
owner.
And that bird was telling, swagatam, swagatam.
Welcome.
In sweet words. welcome, welcome, come on, come on. And Ram, Krishna, Ram, Krishna, he was telling. And when he went to other person, to other parrot, who are you, who are you? Go out. Go out. Get out, get out. Rascal, stupid, nonsense. He told, who is telling? He said that a parrot is telling, and there also a parrot is telling. So that narrating this story, he is telling that sansargaja guna dosh guna bhavanti. By association, anyone becomes so gentle and anyone can be so rough. That is why we think that at first your heart was so soft, more than lotus. But your lotus feet, that is why your lotus feet was also so much soft, like your heart. But your lotus feet has come in association of our hard breast. And that is why the lotus feet has become so hard. And that is why by sansarga your heart has also been so hard. So being hard, your heart and feet both are not feeling pain in roaming there in forest. Understand what I have told you?
The gopis say that your feet were soft and your heart was soft, but by coming into association with our hard breasts, now they've turned into hard feet and hard heart.
That is why you are not feeling pain. Your heart is also not feeling pain, and your feet is also not feeling pain.
The cause of the pain of the feet would be the stones, but what would be the cause of the heart is that Krishna is not coming to them now.
I could not understand.
The cause of the hardness of Krishna's feet is that he will not feel the pain of the stones. And the cause, they're saying his heart is hard because he has gone away from them and they cannot...
Both.
He is callous to their pain.
And that is why your lotus feet and heart are not feeling pain, because they have become hard in association of our hard breast. Or it may be, it is fifth sap, perhaps a fourth, that sansargaja guna dosha bhavantihi, by association anyone can be hard or so soft. That your heart is also very soft, and that is why your lotus feet is also soft. And by your soft feet association, all the cables, thorns, and everyone becomes so soft, and that is why you don't feel soft. Pain, understand? If we go anywhere and there is a thorns of rubber, or cables of rubber, we don't feel any pain. That is the... Similarly, by the touch of your lotus feet, soft, they also become soft. One thing maybe more, that when you fell your feet on earth, she is so much, tumhari pyari hai, beloved to you, she has love to you, that she makes the wave with her tongue. so soft. So where you keep your lotus feet, he keeps her turned there, so that you may not feel this pain. Or at last we think that you are so much premaspad, prem sindhu, ocean of
love.
When you saw us, that we are feeling so much separation, then you also felt separation, and you became unmadgrasta. Unmadgrasta means
mad.
Like mad. One word also.
Mad.
Bewildered. And that is why, being bewildered, mad, you don't feel
pain.
Like those who is telling her remembrance that once Radhika went to Govardhan to see Krishna. It was niche to Govardhan ke niche. He was on lower part of Govardhan and she was upper part, and the stone was burning, but yet she was standing on that burning stone, feeling no hot, nothing, as she was standing in a river or cool place under any tree shade, feeling so happiness and without feeling eyelids. And he was seeing. And so Pulak come Asru was there. So she knows her thing. So she is telling that you have become mad in our brain, and seeing our separation mood, you are feeling also separation mood. And in that you are not feeling this pain. So we cannot say definite, we cannot decide any definite thing why you roam in this forest and not feeling this pain. If Krishna is telling that I feel no pain and nothing, perhaps you are expressing your own suffering. But I don't feel your suffering तुम लोगों को दुख देख करके भी मैं दुखी नहीं अपने को समझता, हमको तो आनंद ही होता है. When I see your suffering, I don't feel any suffering. But I feel
pleasure.
If Krishna tells like so, and tells also that I am seeing that even seeing my this pain, you are feeling that you are my pran, my life, but you have not died yet. I am seeing you are walking and telling, and you are passing your days very well. So they are telling in reply, you are our life. You are my life. For your welfare, we have kept our life in you, and we will by getting all these pains, we don't die, because you are our jivan, you are our pran, and you are feeling pleasure. So you are not dying. The meaning of this he is telling. You and Brahma, Vidhata, are two friends. The nature of both are like same. The both, Brahma has Brahma has created us to give suffering. And your nature is also to
give us suffering.
Give suffering to us. Both are in this way, both are
same quality.
So Brahma thinks that if Gopin will die with this pen, then to who will that I will not see anyone, and I will not be pleased. Understand?
I will not see anyone, or I will not be pleased, Brahma is thinking.
I could not explain. तात्पर्य ये ब्रह्मा जी सोच रहे हैं कि यदि ये मर जाएंगी तो कोई दूसरा इनके समान और तो मिलेगा नहीं, जो कि इतना कष्ट सह करके भी और ऐसा करेंगी, इसलिए हमको ऐसा ही बनाया है और हमारा प्राण तुम्हारे अंदर में रख दिया है। अगेन Brahma is thinking, they are telling, that perhaps Brahma is thinking that if I will give much pain to gopis, gopis will be died, then for which I have
created
them to suffer, and seeing their sufferings I will be so happy, it will be not done. So Brahma has
maintained their life.
No.
Put their life in Krishna. Put
our life. Ah, your life's in Krishna.
And he will stay alive. Then I can.
So they
punish.
Can't die. So he can be happy.
No. That is. So you will be so happy seeing our sufferings, and our pran will be also happy with you, so we will not die. Yeah. So having so much sufferings, we have not died yet, because pran is in you. Now you will see that our pran, that is our life, has come out from our body, and you will see what happens. That is, we will die. But Krishna is telling that if Ayu is there, life is there, how you can die? That is why they are telling, Bhavadayusan. You are our life. Sampati, now we will die, but our life will be in you, and you will live for lakhs and lakhs of yogas. and with joy. So we have given my life to you, so that you should be happy for lakhs and lakhs of yug-yugantar. And now we are going. That now you are dying. Here Vaishnava Toshni has written that, seeing this state of Gopi, Krishna was infection and his heart melted. He cannot escaped. He thought that certainly gopis will die. And if they died, I will also die. So at once I should go and give them darshan and satisfy them. So Krishna at once, they fell, murchit hokar ke gir padi. They faint off and felt on the ground senseless. And at that time Krishna came at once, and seeing Krishna, their lives came again, returned to their bodies. And after what became, it will be told in other chapter.
Especially conjugal, as Raghunath Das Goswami has done, or Rup Goswami has done. They have done sadhak and siddha, both things. Sadhan bhakti also, and siddha bhakti also. Siddha bhakti in the shape of manjaris, and sadhan in Raghunath and Rupa Goswami said. Whether they were siddha, but yet they had done everything, it seems that they were sadhak.
What to do when you're sadhak? You cannot do siddha anything. What to do then?
We have to follow what we can follow. Rup and Raghunath. Rup no grant means all. Rup Sanatana. Sar Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur.
goes far away.
Yes.
So
everything becomes immersed in that. So Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur tells what he does.
He cannot stop himself?
Maharaj.
Not checked himself.
Somebody told me that he has written so many books and the Vaishnav Samaj had decided that not all these books were for everybody. So they